Haywire.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM. If you'd like to get in touch, you can text on 5395 or call me in the studio on 309 3879. The Far North District Council is changing its Māori name to Te Hiku o Te Ika ahead of Waitangi Day. News and Editorial Director Jessica Hopkins spoke to Far North Mayor Moko Te Painia about this decision and the significance of the name change to him and the Far North community.
I'm really proud of the fact that last year our council adopted a te reo Māori and tikanga policy, the first time we've done so, despite the fact that we have a population up here of around 51% Māori. We've got a Māori warden for our district. We're the home of Waitangi itself, but we've never actually had a policy like this to guide our organisation and the 400 staff members that serve a population of 75,000 people, you know, in this way and shape. And so following on from that, we said, okay, how do we walk the talk here? Let's look at what our logo looks like and our Māori name. And so bilingual signage guidelines, you know, say that we want to show the importance of te reo Māori. And doing that, we want it to be, you know, prominent, to show just like aesthetically what that actually looks like. Our current, our previous logo before we refreshed it, you know, it was created in 1989 when our four counties, Hokianga, Bay of Islands, Māngonui and Whangaroa, as well as the Kaitaia and Kaikohe Borough Councils, amalgamated to become the Far North District Council. So 35 years we've had a logo that hasn't actually represented who we are very well. And the Māori name that was chosen at that time for our district was a translation of the English name, the Far North, which became Whaitokero Kitiraki, or Northland to the North. So it's not a name we actually use for te reo Māori speakers, and our district has 10,000 speakers of te reo Māori. It's not a name that any of us actually use to represent where we live. A more traditional name for our area is Te Hiku o Te Ika, the Tail of the Fish. And so this was a little step we could take as a council to acknowledge the traditional name of our area, Te Hiku o Te Ika. And so we've refreshed our council logo to reflect that with a new Māori name for our council, Te Kaunihera o Te Hiku o Te Ika.
What has this gesture meant to the Far North community, particularly Māori in the Far North?
Well, I mean, it's one of those little steps, right, that we can take. And one of the pakatauki or proverbs that we can use to describe this, I think, is ahakoa he iti he ponamu. Like, although it's just a small gesture for us, it's one that can be treasured by our people. And so, I mean, my background's in teaching. I teach at Te Kura Kaupapa Māori or Kaikohe. When our tamariki up here up north see our council logo, which our district is massive. It stretches from just north of Whangarei City all the way to the Cape. It's 5 hours long and 2 hours wide. It's the third largest geographic area in the North Island as a council area. And so our council signage, we're the like largest organisation in terms of where you'll actually see signs, right? Now, when tamariki are growing up or anyone who comes here is not going to miss the fact that the name of our area is Te Hiku o Te Ika, and they're going to see that prominently on every single sign or from our council. And I think that just helps with awareness, helps with education, and is something that we can all be proud of, because I'm incredibly proud to be from the Tail of the Fish, from Te Hiku o Te Ika myself.
As you mentioned, the Far North has a very high proportion of te reo speakers and of Māori, the largest in the country. Can you tell us a little bit more about your council's approach to te reo?
Yeah, so probably a little bit more unique just because we have so many Māori language speakers up here. I'm the most per capita in the country. I think we're beaten by Auckland, but on a percentage basis, we're always going to win for us up here. So a part of that is actually, for a lot of our whānau who are home up here, te reo Māori is their first language. It's a language that they are much more comfortable in using. A part of that for our council is the fact we have 5 of us on our council are all fluent in te reo. For some of our councillors, we're talking about Councillor Babe Kappa, Councillor Hilda Haukiat Harawira, they're more comfortable in expressing themselves and expressing the views of the people they represent in te reo Māori. So we have a council interpreter who is able to interpret, just like in Parliament, te reo Māori in English and vice versa within our council meetings. We're ramping up our publications in te reo Māori and being able to connect and engage with the te reo Māori speakers of our district, but also our organisation is setting a standard for our own staff to help upskill everyone so that we can say, you know what, this language is the tonga, a tonga for every New Zealander, whether you're Māori or non-Māori, and so we're going to show support as an organisation to help you learn as well.
Ahead of Waitangi, what are your objectives as a council heading into that event?
Obviously, Northland and the Far North is famous for its hospitality. So as a council, we're coming in this as a host to show our incredible manaakitanga for the thousands who will, who already have been showing up over the days leading up to Waitangi. For us, it's just making sure that we show the support to those other key stakeholders who make Waitangi happen, like our Waitangi National Trust, our organising committee and things like that. So for us as a council, that means how do we pick up the pieces where we need to? What does ensuring road closures happen easier? What does it mean to increase the frequency of emptying our rubbish bins, because we just have so much more extra people in the Bay of Islands right now, making sure that our roading network is safe for all of the travellers to travel on and things like that. But also just being along and being present in discussions, being present in the porphyry that take place for all of the different groups that come here today. We've got the Crown coming along. So it's a beautiful thing to be a host mayor for something so significant, not only for our district, but for the country.
That was News and Editorial Director Jessica Hopkins speaking to Far North Mayor Moko Te Pānia about the decision to change the region's Māori name to reflect the area's traditional indigenous name, Te Kounihera o Te Hiku o Te Ika.